Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever wondered why mean girls actually wear pink? Do you have a Zoom date coming up and want to know how to dress 00 sexy like the Bond girls on screen? Or are you wanting to nail that stylish superhero off-duty look? Have no fear, Cinema's Anna Wintour is here. I'm your host, Andrea Aragba, and you're listening to The Real Fashion Podcast. For this week's episode, we're entering the cyberpunk, kung fu fighting, computerized universe of The Matrix. For this week's episode, we're entering the cyberpunk, kung fu fighting, computerized universe of The Matrix, where the machines have enslaved all of humanity for the purpose of power. Humans are living batteries kept alive in pods in vast farming complexes to supply energy to the machine civilization. So, to break down the fashion trends and, most importantly, the transgender metaphor released by The Matrix directors, I've decided to bring along my friend, Faye Kapoor, a non-binary literature student at Warwick. So, Faye, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Andrea. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I mean, it's probably been like 5 years since I last watched it, but I still remember it kind of well. Just like Neo and the Oracle and also the Wachowski sisters who just confirmed that it's a trans allegory, which is cool. And there's been like Reddit theories like talking about that and stuff, which is cool. And
what's your thoughts on the transgender allegory? Do you think it works with the plot?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I can definitely see it, like, especially with like the whole red pill or blue pill, like it could be like metaphor for like HRT and like, I don't know, you can read so much into that. Or like it could just be more broadly, like whether you want to like go down, like accept yourself or like live in denial, or because like the path that like society wants you to take, or like the path that's like truest to yourself. I don't know, so much.
In terms of the transgender metaphor, do you think that perhaps Neo being named Neo, so I think that means like the new one basically, do you think that that is an archetypal metaphor for a transgender identity?
I think so. I don't know, for me Neo like evokes more kind of like, so there's like this joke in the non-binary community that like we just choose like our three favorite letters and turn that into a name. So like,
yeah.
My name is Faye, but I could have just been Yeah if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Because like so many non-binary people just have like random three letter names. So Neo would definitely like support that.
Really? I had no idea about that.
Yeah, like, I don't know, like there's this Tumblr post and it's so true. It's like trans mask names are all like drowned Victorian boys. Trans femme names are all like cyberpunk heroines, and then non-binary names are just like any three random letters or like random objects like moss, rock. I don't know, it's so funny, but it's so true. And also like Neo kind of like makes me think of like neo pronouns, which are kind of like on the rise. So like, yeah, there's and like there's neo genders as well. So like, considering it was it's like 2 decades old now, like it really foreshadowed a lot of like contemporary trans cultural emergences, I think.
Lily Wachowski, right, is the sister that basically revealed, you know, that The Matrix actually is a transgender metaphor to the entire world, right? And yeah. In doing so, part of her statement to express that, or to disclose that, sorry, was The Matrix was about a desire for transformation, but it was coming from a closeted point of view. So, with that in mind, what do you think, or yeah, what do you think the next Matrix movie, the Matrix 4, as it's just being named for now, is going to do? How do you think it's going to bring that to light?
Yeah, I think it will definitely like reflect like the current movement and like aesthetics of, like, with like I guess it's like characterized by like the rainbows and like but I don't know, it kind of like goes against the cyberpunk theme and like I don't know, it's really hard. No, I can't imagine a Matrix doing that actually. Like I think it will stick to the same aesthetics, but maybe it will just like modernize it.
Now's the time where my guest and I, Faye, will uncover all things The Matrix in terms of fashion trends, styles, and aesthetics. Since the release of The Matrix in 1999, people have not been able to shake off the appeal of sleek shades and densely structured leather trenches. Now the announcement of the upcoming Matrix sequel, The Matrix 4, has sparked the emerging cyberpunk sci-fi aesthetic for fall-winter 2020. This fashion trend, very much like Keanu Reeves' Neo, is quite complicated. On the one hand, we want our wardrobes to be new, fresh, something we've never seen before. But what happens if, like Neo, the all-black futuristic ensemble is just the one? So, Faye, how do you feel about wearing all-black 24/7?
Sorry, I mean, I'm literally wearing all-black right now, so it's. I feel like as soon as, like, autumn hits, like, my summer wardrobe is just, like, colour, rainbows, and then as soon as it gets cold, I'm just, like, blacks and greys. Like, nothing else. So yeah, I have no issue with it for the next 6 months. Nothing I'm not already doing.
The first fashion item that I want to discuss with you that is from The Matrix, that should be familiar to you, is futuristic sunglasses. You know, like, basically the sleek black shade sunglasses. They're barely there, but they're there.
Yeah.
Mysterious, looking like you're undercover, but you're not.
Well, it's definitely for not, like, for function. It's purely, like, fashion over function because, like, half the film is, like, underground anyway. Yeah. And when they're in the Matrix, like, I really don't think, like, sun damage is going to be an issue. Because, like, the whole thing is if you die in the Matrix, you die in real life. But I feel like if you just, like, get a bit of sun in your eyes, it's not gonna be it's not gonna have like any dire consequences. I don't know, it's also really interesting because like I find when I wear sunglasses, like, it makes me feel more like powerful and like mysterious, and like it has a kind of like dehumanizing effect because like eyes are quite a vulnerable thing to have on display all the time. So it's kind of like a shield. It's a kind of similar effect I feel when I wear like my face mask. Oh god, I'm just imagining like next summer wearing like face masks and sunglasses. I'm just gonna feel like maybe the next Matrix film will like have them all wearing face masks and like black face masks and sunglasses too. But yeah, what do you think about them?
I love a good pair of like black sunglasses, especially the ones that are, you know, like what they were in the Matrix. They're very like sleek and structured and slim and thin, and I feel like, as you said, there is a dehumanizing element to wearing sunglasses 24/7 in the daytime, and it especially more so, it's definitely dehumanizing in the context of the Matrix, right? When I see like Neo and Trinity and Morpheus, for some reason I don't really think of them as humans. I mean, I know that they are, but they're very robotic in their nature,
which is interesting because it's like a world taken over by machines, but then they kind of are machines. Like, they are kind of like reduced to machines by their like characterizations and aestheticizations.
In an interview with fashionista.com, Kim Barrett says, "When we made The Matrix, we were aspiring to what the world could be, which is happening now." So this was said in 2019. So Kim Barrett is the costume designer for The Matrix. The fact that like her and her team, like the costume designers and stylists, put such an emphasis on this idea of creating fashions and costumes that could exist beyond the 90s into the 21st century. I don't know, it's really interesting because I don't think a lot of costume designers actually think about that. Obviously, you know, she was prompted by the nature of the script, which is the future. But most costume designers and most films, they tend to stick to fashion trends that exist within the period that they're creating the film, that they're working on their project.
Yeah, it's just amazing how, like, these are quite timeless, like, trends. And it's interesting that, like, they almost foreshadowed the 21st century. Because, like, I know so many people who literally dress like Neo and stuff. Like, my partner is such a, I was literally saying to them the other day, like, they're such a cyberpunk goth type, like, person. And they were just like, I mean, I'm an aspiring punk, but I'm not sure which kind. And I was like, no, you definitely are.
There was a guy, I don't know if you remember, okay, because they and I went to university together. We went to the University of Warwick together. And there was a guy on campus, Faye, I don't know if you ever saw him, right? He was always dressed like a cyberpunk, but it didn't look like it was, I don't know if it was intentional, but it was, every single time he would walk up and down, you would hear like a squeaking noise because of how tight, like, the PVC was he was wearing. Did you ever see him?
Wait, was he the guy who used to wear, like, the goggles and stuff?
I think so, yeah.
If it's who I think it is, it was my flatmate's ex.
Oh my god, I hope not. That's so funny. Speaking of PVC pants, I guess this brings us to our next fashion item that was really popular in The Matrix. Bondage pants? Yeah, how risque.
I'm pretty sure I used to own a pair, but they were just, I just gave up on them eventually because too tight legs, yeah. I found them in a charity store and I was like, oh, okay, let's give these a go. Also, because I'm vegan, I don't know how I feel about wearing leather, but it was from a charity store, so I was like, I guess that's okay. But yeah, I don't know where they are now. Like, this was years ago.
Oh, I've never owned a pair. I just feel like I just couldn't put it off.
My aunt actually lives, like, right opposite the... There's this, like, kink bondage store that she lives, like, right opposite. And I didn't realise until I went to visit her in January. And I was with my Australian friend and I was like, oh, this store looks cool. Let's go in. And then I was like, oh, that's what this place is. I thought it was just going to be, like, an innocuous little clothes store. But, ooh, quite a surprise. I don't know what it's called. It's called, like, Cyber Dog or something. But, yeah, it's so cool because, like, the deeper into the store you get, the more, like, risque and not safe for work it gets. And then there's, like, this staircase and it's, like, 18 plus only.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so wild. That's actually wild. It's so funny because I think, wait, what is The Matrix is rated? What is it rated? It's rated like 12 or 15?
Because considering it was in the 90s when things were like, I mean, if it was made now, it would be like a 12, but surely must in the 90s it must have been given at least a 15.
I don't know. I'm going to check it out now. I'm curious.
Yeah.
Rated. It was rated R, so what's that in the UK? What is rated R? Is that not like 12? Let's see. Rated R in UK. What's that? Okay, it looks like it could be translated to 15 in the UK.
Okay.
The next item or items that I'd love to speak about, or not even love, that I need to speak to you about, are business suits versus cat suits.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. So, straight after The Matrix appeared on screen, the big screen in cinemas, designers reported an increase in catsuits being worn, being purchased, being designed. The fashion industry took catsuits by storm. I think this is probably like one of the first times where a catsuit wasn't associated with Catwoman. Instead, it was associated with Trinity. Whereas the idea of business suits, that's a whole, I don't know how to feel about that because business suits in The Matrix definitely represent villainy, right? However, in Fall Winter 2020, not only are, you know, The Matrix leather shirts, futuristic sunglasses, trench coats coming back in fashion, but so is office core. So just curious as to how you feel about catsuits and business suits making a return. Can there only be one suit or are they both as powerful as one another?
I think it just depends how you wield them. And like, because I feel like business suits are a lot more like universal. You can just wear them anywhere, pretty much in any context, and people won't question it. You might get a few weird looks. I've also seen on Twitter there's been a rise in like women wearing business suits and it's very powerful. I am all here for it. And then cat suits are cool. I'm a big fan of them. I wish I could pull one off myself.
Oh, you think probably can.
Thanks. yeah, probably. Yeah, it's interesting because they're very they're quite a big part in like fetish and like BDSM communities and stuff. I guess that could also feed into the trans narrative aspects of the Matrix, because a lot of like queer and trans people are also part of like BDSM and fetish communities. Warwick actually just has a fetish and kink society now as well.
No way.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it does.
I guess then, like, catsuits and, like, fetishization. Well, it's always been part of the mainstream in a way, I guess, a very underground mainstream, but that's, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, but I guess as, like, kink and BDSM are on the rise, like, catsuits are becoming more center stage and stuff. And there's, like, yeah, you can pretty much get them. If you wanted to get one, you could probably find one in, like, any stores. Oh, also bodysuits are pretty definitely coming around.
I think now that you said it, I don't know why I didn't even link catsuits to like BDSM and that whole like subculture and the rise of it, especially now. Even in lockdown as well, there's been discussions around like fashion and BDSM and the rise of it and everything like that. I was always thinking, okay, like, yes, catsuits, the Matrix, very sexy. My immediate sort of reference point was thinking about like the Kim Kardashians of the world and how they like wear like really tight bodysuits. And if we think about it in the context of Trinity, who is the character who really put catsuits on the map for the Matrix, it makes a lot of sense, especially with Trinity basically being like a major badass. So
yeah, I love her so much. Also, Trinity is quite like a queer looking character with like her like short slick back hair, and like she's definitely like a queer femme androgynous kind of looking character. Maybe she was like a projection of like the sister's like aspirations at the time, maybe.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't even think about it like that.
She's very feminine but also very like androgynous kind of leaning, and like still like she like kind of combines like the like masculine prowess and strength with like feminine appeal and stuff. So yeah, it'd be interesting to like revisit her, maybe as like a non-binary genderqueer character. I think if I rewatched it with like my brain now, like I feel like I would pick up on so much more things that I missed like all those years ago.
Lastly, I want to ask you whether you feel that the stylings, costumes and fashionings of the Matrix have informed your personal style.
Yeah, definitely, like, because I feel like a lot of queer people adopt like some sort of like gothic or punk aesthetic, and like I am wearing all black right now, so I can't exactly deny it, but yeah, definitely on some level I'm not like consciously thinking about it, but it's definitely like I think it definitely took these kind of aesthetics to like mainstream in a way. I don't know if you could call it mainstream. Do you think you could? Because it's still like a genre, especially cyberpunk is a particularly niche kind of like aesthetic category, but it's definitely been like normalized.
I don't think at the moment, as you said, I'm not too sure if we're ready to call it mainstream. I kind of feel like it's been watered down. You'll tend to see like Hailey Bieber or Kendall Jenner, the Kardashian Jenner sisters, or really high profile influencers wearing sleek black sunglasses with a crocodile, you know, shiny patent leather trench coat. However, it's watered down because they will, you know, pair it with a pair of blue jeans, a white t-shirt, you know, like maybe like clear Perspex heels, and call it a day. They won't go full throttle with it all. Do you know what I mean?
Also, I just realized like the thing about this is it's all very opaque, and I feel like there's been a move towards like sheer and like see-through kind of like materials now, which I definitely am a fan of. Yeah, I feel like I'm kind of like cyberpunk light.
I don't know if it's definitely informed my personal style. I can say that I love the Matrix for its style and its costuming. It's very unique. I don't think there's really any other movie that I can think of right now that has such a limited range of costumes, but that makes such a major impact. People are saying that the next major figure in post-apocalyptic fashion that could be taking the cyberpunk aesthetic by storm is Kanye West with Yeezy.
Really?
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking. I was like, really? He was mentioned in, he's been mentioned in quite a few fashion articles about the Matrix in relation to post-apocalyptic fashion. Yeah, so I just don't know, especially because, you know, his brand at the moment sort of has quite a few of the staple fashion items and trends that exist in the Matrix, like the cat suits and the body suits. I think he might have like one or two like blazer looking fashions that kind of go into the whole office core of the Matrix. How would you feel going into the cinema in, what is it, like 2022 when the Matrix 4 comes out and seeing them all dressed in Yeezy?
I'm not sure. I definitely cannot see that happening.
Yeah, I'd be quite worried if Trinity started looking like Kim Kardashian.
No, thank you. Undo, please.
I guess the question I have to ask you before we go is the red pill or the blue pill?
I actually can't remember which one's which now. I'm going to say... Okay, so one thing I distinctly remember when I was watching it is whichever one Neo took, I was like, I would have taken the other one. But now I think... Wait, he took the red pill, right?
I think so. I can't remember
that. I'm going to go for red pill.
I just say blue because I just think the pill looked a bit nicer, but yeah.
I prefer blue as a colour. I want a purple pill. If you combine the two to make a cute little purple pill, that would be ideal.
Thank you so much for joining me on this Matrix episode of the Real Fashion Podcast. I think we've really delved into the Matrix in style.
Thanks for having me.
For those of you interested and wanting to find a bit more about Faye, make sure you go check out their blog, Snow Prints in the Sand. And to keep up with all things Real Fashion, make sure to hit us up on Twitter at Real Fashion Pod. Make sure you use the hashtag Real Fashion and check us out on Instagram too at Real Fashion Pod. Also, if you want to send over any voice notes to give us your queries on the fashions, costumes and stylings of your favourite movie, please go ahead and do so too at realfashion@gmail.com. So yeah, thank you everyone for listening and have a good week.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.